Mums with Hustle Podcast, episode 131.
Welcome to the Mums with Hustle Podcast, where you'll discover everyday mum entrepreneurs killing it in their industry. Learn the secrets you can replicate to create your own success with your host, Tracy Harris.
Hello, and thank you for joining me this week on another brand new episode of the Mums with Hustle podcast. My name is Tracy Harris, and I'm honored, as always, to have you here listening along and hanging out with me, because in this podcast episode, I'm actually going to share a bit of a personal story with you, a bit of insight, behind the scenes intel into how I started connecting and collaborating confidently. Well, let's face it, I was probably packing it. I was packing it. And I know that because I have a journal where I actually used to keep all of my feelings and business progress in those super early days. So I was packing it because, yeah, the evidence is in the journal. But hey, I digress. Anyway, I'm going to share with you a personal story of how I actually started connecting and collaborating with some brands, some fairly large influencers from day one of setting up my Instagram account for my business, Mums with Hustle, before I even launched anything, before I even had my website, guys. I'm going to be sharing how I did that and how you can do it too, how you can start that collaboration process on Instagram, even if you have never spoken to the blogger or the influencer or the brand or biz owner before, and even if you are an introvert. So let's get into it. I want to kick things off by just putting this out there, okay? The best businesses, the businesses that I see having the biggest impact, building themselves a legacy and having faster growth than anyone else and, you know, achieving success more rapidly than others, are those businesses that come from a place of service. In other words, they are driven by a serve mentality, and servant leadership is their preferred mode of leadership. It's values-based. It's about having a mission and a deeper purpose. In other words, a big, big why. The why behind what it is that you do and why you do it. Now, I'm not talking about surface level personal whys or superficial whys. I'm not talking about, you know, I started my own business so that I can create a life of freedom and so that I can be more hands-on as a mom, or so that we are free to take holidays whenever we want, or so that I can feel like I'm contributing to my household. All of those reasons are amazing, but they are surface level reasons, and they are not heart-centered reasons that help you serve your tribe or your community or your audience, or your client base, whatever it is that you call them, that is not aimed at helping make a difference to anyone wider than yourself and your own household. So when I say think about your why, your big driver, this is really asking you to tap into your values and into a mission and a bigger purpose. What is it that your brand stands for? What is the legacy that you are trying to build? And how are you trying to have an impact? Who is it that you really want to like reach in to the screen and pull out and serve? What difference do you want to make in their life? And how are you going to do that? That is the big why. So you might be thinking, that's lovely, Tracy, but what does the serve mentality have to do with collaboration? And what does the big why behind your brand have to do with collaboration? Well, it has everything to do with it, because especially if you are an introvert or you're relatively shy or you're just lacking confidence or you're just a brand new business, oh my goodness, it can be certainly very intimidating to reach out and start connecting with anyone on social media, brands that seem way ahead of you, and really successful, it can be really intimidating and daunting to reach out to those people. And sending a pitch to anyone of any kind can be darn right scary. So I say having a huge why and a mission that is close to your heart is so important, because that is already a huge driver or a huge motivator to you to go on out there, put on your big girl pants, and feel the fear and do it anyway. So that is my first huge tip when it comes to anyone. It is have in your mind, have in your heart who it is that you are serving and why your mission is so important. Because if you go into every collaboration or every interaction or every meeting that is a bit scary or potentially scary, or there's the chance of rejection, you will be guided by who you're serving. You'll be guided by that bigger why, and you will be able to bust through that fear way, way easier than if you weren't guided by a strong driver to begin with. So, to give you a little backstory, I thought it would be great to actually pull out a true story and pull out part of some of what I shared with the women that attended the event recently held by Cara and Beck from Social Connection, at which I was speaking about collaboration on Instagram. So if you were there, amazing. And it was incredible, wasn't it just? We're on the other side of that event now. And so, yeah, now I get to bring out some of the golden nuggets that I shared in that talk with the ladies that attended that event and share them now here with my audience. And I'm so happy to be able to do that, because collaboration is a very powerful and effective way. It's also a very budget-savvy way to grow your business and build a powerful brand online. Being a solopreneur or working for yourself can also be extremely isolating. So having a bit of a squad or having some collaboration partners out there on the internet, out there on Instagram, is just incredibly, I don't know, it just adds fun, it adds a social dynamic to everything that you're doing, and it helps drive your business forward, because let's face it, two brains are better than one. So on to my personal backstory. When I first jumped onto Instagram for my business in 2015, I had zero followers. Like everyone else, I started at the beginning. I had not yet launched my podcast, so I had zero listeners. I did not have an email list of amazing women that I send my email love letters to. That didn't exist. I had zero people. I had zero people on my Facebook page, like literally. I didn't have another brand that I had created before that I could kind of leverage off. There was nothing. I had no business relationships. That was a completely blank slate as well. But I had registered the business name Mums with Hustle, and I knew the audience that I wanted to serve, the startup biz mum, and I knew what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to help inspire her. I wanted to give her actionable, tangible advice that she could digest and actually go and implement and see business growth for herself. I knew that I wanted to spotlight and champion other successful mums in businesses or bloggers, influencers. I knew that I wanted to do that because I wanted to create a community that is able to celebrate the successes of other women. And I wanted to give my platform to these women so that they could do something great and pass on some knowledge to help their fellow sisters. It is about like pulling each other up. So I knew that. And I knew I wanted to do this via a podcast. And in order to do that, I had to have some guests. Now, being the little startup that I was, I still am, I did not have a PR agent, or I did not have any type of assistant or anyone helping me that could go out and find the guests that were going to be amazing on my podcast and pitch to them the idea of coming on, giving up their time, coming onto my podcast, which had zero listeners, and giving their time and their talents to benefit their fellow sister hustlers and to also help give me this content. So how did I do that? Okay, well, I literally jumped on Instagram and I started with some of the brands that I had been following just as a personal user of Instagram. I had not interacted with these brands. I had not even become a customer of most of them. I don't think any of them actually. Oh, maybe just one of them. That would be Bo Hudson. That was probably my first ever Instagram store purchase. So shout out to Sash, who has just gone on to just, you know, create an absolute empire for her family. Literally I was just this new kid on the block. So when I started my Instagram for Mums with Hustle, I started following some people that I thought, wow, you are amazing. I want to talk to you because what you are doing, it deserves a spotlight. And I would love for you to be able to teach back to my growing audience of listeners. Not only did I follow them and obviously start interacting, you know, liking, leaving some meaningful comments on their posts, I also pretty much straight away hit them up in the DMs and introduced myself. Whew. Now, if you're an introvert, you might already be like, oh, hell no, I am not doing that, Tracy. That is just like crazy to me. But I want you to hear me out. And this is why I had to start this episode with the big why and the whole serve mentality thing. Because this step of just being social, because yet there is a way that you have to, carry yourself in the DMs, I guess. This way of communicating through DM is so powerful and it can just cut through all of the noise on Instagram and help you build relationships faster with people. If you're prepared to just be brave for like the 30 seconds that you take to write the message and hit send. So stick with me. So there I am, this complete newbie on Instagram with zero followers, and I've started following some accounts that I just think are doing amazing and I'd love to be able to chat to these biz mums. And I send them a DM that starts something like, hi, I'm Tracy. I have just recently started an Instagram account for my soon-to-launch business, Mums with Hustle. I wanted to come over and say hi and also let you know that I really admire, and then I would list something that I thought they had done really well. It might be their Instagram aesthetic. It might be the fact that they just won an award. It might be the culture that they've created around their brand. Okay, so I would tell them something that was from the heart, what I was truly connecting or what was making me feel like they were so incredible. I would just let them know that. Then I would go on to let them know what Mums with Hustle was actually about. So Mums with Hustle is going to be a platform where I celebrate the awesome achievements of mums in business. And I think that you would be an incredible person to interview. I'm currently in the process of recording my first round of interviews with brands on Instagram, and I would love to interview you. Is this something you are interested in? Kiss, kiss, Tracy. Now, of course, I was kind of like freaking out on the inside, but that did not stop me because I had my why and I knew who I was serving. Do you know what else I knew? I knew that this podcast was going to be kick-ass. I knew that it was also going to be beneficial to the ladies coming onto the podcast. It would help spotlight them. It was going to make them feel confident about coming on and being able to share the thing that they have built and created. And it was going to give them exposure. Yes, at the moment when I was sending that DM, I had zero listeners, but I knew it would not stay like that forever. Their episode would sit on iTunes and it would sit on my website for as long as I chose for it to sit there. And we were only going to grow. So I knew that. In other words, I knew my own value and I knew my worth. I backed myself. And this is something that I want you to start doing. I want you to back yourself. And I want you to know your worth. I want you to know that you have value. Even if you are way at the beginning, even if you have zero followers, zero email subscribers, zero people watching your YouTube clips, you are not defined by that number. You still have value and worth because you're coming from a place of service. Now, that initial DM that I sent to brands, I probably DM'd about 20 brands in my first, attempt of getting on and being social on Instagram. And while I did have like a bit of an outline for that first hello DM, I would always change it and I would always include the person's name. And I can't stress to you enough how important it is to go out and spend just an extra couple of minutes researching someone's name. Hopefully, and this is something I always tell my Instagram students and clients, hopefully they've got their name in their bio, but sometimes they don't. So you need to go a little bit deeper and you need to click on the link in their bio, go to their website and have a little look through. Hopefully they've got an About Me page and you can click on that and find out their name. Now, if you've hit a bit of a wall and there's no name mentioned there either, hopefully you can continue your Instagram stalking and go into the comments of some of their posts and you might find that some of their friends or eager customers or raving fans have actually addressed them by name in the comments. So that's always really helpful as well. So while you may have your kind of outline or your structure to that initial DM message, that first interaction, you do need to personalize it with their name and also personalize it to something that shows that you know and respect them and their brand. So acknowledge something that they have recently done or said or shared, either on their Instagram feed or on their website. That brings me to my next point. Be social. So just be your social self. And you might be thinking, oh my gosh, but I'm so not social. I'm like mega awkward. Well, however you would speak is how you need to write. So just keep that in mind. If they were in front of you and you could actually speak to them, how would you actually speak? Instagram is a fairly, it's more than fairly. It just is a really chilled out place. You do not need to write like all professional and stiff and white collar. If that's you, fantastic. But for the majority of people on Instagram, it's a social media platform. So it's really chill in its vibe and you kind of need to be like that in your interactions as well. So back to my personal story. I sent out these DMs to about 20 people. And you ready to hear the outcome? Well, from some people, from very few people, I actually got an outright no. Of the people that said no, some of them actually did a really polite no. Like they rejected me beautifully. And I will always remember who those beautiful, graceful people were. So they would decline. They would they'd thank me for the opportunity. They would decline. They would wish me well. And they would also refer me to someone else that they thought might really love and benefit from the opportunity. So that is just a really nice way to reject anyone. If you've ever been wanting to know how to say no nicely, there you go. There's a bit of a formula. So there were some people that rejected me like that. Then there were other people that just said, no, thanks anyway, and good luck. And then there was a larger group of people that just didn't reply at all. So I could see that they had seen the message. Days went by, Weeks went by and nothing. Now, my scarcity mindset was trying to kick in and I was trying to say, oh my goodness, how rude. They don't even have the guts to reject you. They could have at least said hello and good luck, but no thanks. But they've just, yeah, they think they're too cool for me. That's really what my scarcity mindset could have said, or was trying to say, if I'm completely honest. But my abundance mindset, okay, my higher self, that knows better than that, that tries to actually look at the world through not what the BS in my head is trying to tell me, trying to give people more of a chance, that this abundance mindset of mine was saying, well, hang on a minute, maybe they checked the message and they're meant to get back to you later. Maybe they don't know how to reject you. They're not confident at saying no just yet. In that case, it's more about them than it is about me. And yeah, maybe they just don't want the opportunity either. And who really cares? It's all good. It is all good. I didn't have to dwell and wallow in that place of rejection. Then it got exciting. There was a group of people that just said yes. Oh my goodness. Like, that was the best feeling ever. People that wrote back, some people wrote back straight away and they just wanted to know more. So then I was like, okay, cool. Do you want me to tell you more about it here? Or would you prefer me to send you an email? And then whatever they picked is kind of the place that I gave them that extra information, and it just went from there. And then there was actually another segment of people that didn't reply straight away. And so do you know what I did? Can you guess? I followed up. Okay. The follow-up is so important because guess what? Sometimes people just do forget. Sometimes people need you to try a little bit harder. I will give them a reason to want to know more. So with the people that I didn't hear back from, I actually followed up with them twice. I gave them like two more opportunities to get to know me or to say hello or to take me up on the offer for the podcast. So I would just write back to them. I'd just be like, hey, just wondering if you had a chance to think about coming on my podcast. The first episode is going to air on this date, and I'd love to chat to you about being a potential guest. Looking forward to hearing from you. And do you know what? Oh my goodness, of the people that I sent the follow-up to, about 70% of those people replied with a yes. So they just needed that follow-up email. And this is again why it was so important for me not to let my ego or that scarcity mindset step in and start thinking and mind reading other people, letting my ego tell me, oh, she thinks she's too good, or you're too small or not important enough for anyone to respond back to you. You should quit while you're ahead. All of that BS. Thank goodness. I did not let that dictate my actions beyond the DM. So I followed up, and 70% of those people actually responded with a yes. So right out of the gate, I was having personal interactions with amazing women that knew their shiz, whether they were bloggers or e-commerce owners or in the B2B services. I was having conversations with these people socially via DM. Now, obviously, the larger the account, and especially, I guess, you'll be able to get this vibe from different brands and different influencers and bloggers on Instagram. Depending on the amount of engagement that they're getting on their posts, it can kind of give you an indication of how busy their direct messages might actually be. So you might be thinking, okay, cool, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be brave and I'm going to send 5 businesses or bloggers or influencers a DM and just introduce myself. I think that is amazing and I want you to do that. In fact, write down 5 people, write down 10 people right now, or as soon as you've finished listening to this episode, write down the names of some people that you actually want to be brave enough and connect with on DM and just say hi. That's all you're doing. Just say hi. Don't even pitch anything. Just say hi and why you love to follow them and maybe what you do, and you're just saying hi. But this is the thing I want to stress. If they do not get back to you, you get to choose how you react. Just be aware if your scarcity mindset is kicking in. That's coming from that nasty old ego. Okay, it's going to try to keep you small. It's going to try to prevent you from getting in contact with anyone ever again. It's going to tell you all sorts of things, okay, about the person that is not responding to you, and maybe even about yourself. And it's going to lead you to question your worthiness and all sorts of things. Nasty, nasty piece of work, that ego, okay? So just be aware that that is going to try to pop in and prevent you and try to dictate your future actions. But I want you to tap in. I want you to lean in and see if you can actually listen to that voice of intuition that is there as well. Your cheerleader, okay? Your awesome, awesome voice that is telling you, okay, eyes up, you've got this, it's all good. Maybe they're busy. Maybe they're going to go back to you later. Maybe it's a no, but you are okay. You can move forward. You can do this. Just connect with someone else. You are just being social. When you come from this place of intuition, when you come from this place of abundance, you will be able to deal with rejection or the unanswered DM much better. It's not going to weigh you down. It's not going to prevent you from taking future action. And it's not going to burn any potential great relationships that you could have had if your ego wasn't trying to criticize the other person or keep you small. Now, the absolute beautiful thing about Instagram stories is that we have the ability to reply to someone's story. That is, unless, of course, they have turned off their DMs for Instagram stories, which is totally fine. And some people have to do that. And they try to drive all comments and interactions to their comments for their Instagram posts instead. In that case, I would be trying to send them an email. If they're on Instagram as a business, they should have a button to send them an email up the top of their profile, so in the bio section. Alternatively, head over to their website. There should be a contact us or a contact form. Submit the appropriate forms and get in touch with them that way. But back to Instagram stories, because for the most part, a lot of people have their DMs open on Instagram stories, which means that you can watch someone's story and just write back to them. And this is a really great way, especially if you're an introvert and you're just like, oh, no, Tracy, I'm just not ready for the hello, it's me. Oh my gosh, that was an Adele song. Okay, so they're not ready for the hello, it's me. I'm just coming over to say I think you're incredible for X, Y, and Z, and this is what I do, and I'm a longtime follower, so I just wanted to say hi. If that is just like way too far out of your comfort zone, then what you can do is maybe just start small by leaving comments on their Instagram posts, and if that is just way too scary as well, because I do have a lot of women that have said, you know, they hesitate to even leave a comment on people's Instagram posts because they fear looking silly or they fear, you know, not adding to the conversation and having people look at what they've written and just being like, who are you and what are you writing? Believe it or not, there are a lot of people that struggle with just leaving comments. This is why I say that we need to be really, you know, respectful of anyone that has taken the time to leave a comment, because it is just not easy for a lot of people to do. And you don't know the agony that someone has gone to before even leaving you a comment on one of your posts. So, you know, never take those comments for granted when they happen for you on your posts. But Instagram stories is often a really nice, safe way for introverts to kind of get a comment in or write or start the social process of getting to know a fellow brand or blogger by replying to something that they have seen in their Instagram stories. I do want to say though, and I have to keep saying this, I'm going to sound like a broken record. Do not get stressed or down or take it personally if that person does not get back to you. That cannot and should not derail you. So that was a very personal story of how I actually started the collaboration process using Instagram DMs way back when I was, you know, in those initial days of wanting to connect with business owners and wanting to build up my podcast and wanting to create some lasting relationships that I could move forward with and, you know, get to know these incredible women. So with that being said, huge shout out and thank you to all of my early guests. If you're new to this podcast, you can go and check out who those people were. You know, all of the episodes are there on my website from episode one all the way up to this episode. You can also check us out on iTunes. You may be listening via iTunes. That is amazing. If you're not, head over to iTunes, subscribe, and then you'll be able to listen to the podcast episode on the go, which I know a lot of people actually do. You're taking me to the gym, you're taking me in the car, on walks, you're taking me in the backyard while you hang out the washing and you've got your headphones in. You know, you're multitasking. I'm there playing in the background while you're doing your late night hustle, getting your biz tasks on, packing orders, creating things. It's incredible. I love to see how you listen to this podcast. I love to see who is listening to the podcast. I love connecting with you. So if you are listening to this episode, I want you to take a picture of yourself or of your surroundings even. I want you to post it on your next Instagram story and tag me at Mums with Hustle so that I can see how you get your listen on. It is one of my absolute favorite things in the week to be able to go onto my own Instagram stories and shout you right back. So if you're listening to the episode and you love it, share a story and you might get featured on my Insta because I love to show you some love back. I should also say for my Android friends, you can most definitely get yourself Stitcher. That might be a better way for you to listen to the podcast. Otherwise, right there on the old handy dandy website, mumswithhustle.com, they are all there, as well as loads of blog posts and lots of freebies to help upskill you, give you confidence, keep you motivated and inspired, and move you forward in your life and business. So there you go. And I'm just going to put out this challenge before I wrap it up. I told you, I want you to write down the names of 5 to 10 Instagram brands or personalities that you want to work with. Write those names down. Hey, if you want to go one step further and give yourself a deadline to actually connect with these people via DM, put that date down, write it down and make it happen. Craft yourself a friendly but, you know, casual and personal DM and start sending it out to those people. Just saying hello. That's all it takes. It starts with hello. And it is all around this mantra of go slow so you can go far. We don't have to be going at a bull at a gate and slamming people in the DMs and just being like, hey, my name is this. Let's collaborate. Okay. I have received some of those messages and it just makes me go, huh? Okay, what do you want to do? It's just like too hard basket. And it can come across as just like way too forward. So I say, rein it in and just start with a hello. And that's why I said, this is just a really practical way to start. you know, by being casual. Go slow so you can go far. It's not about how fast can you collaborate. It's not about how many people can you collaborate with to get everything happening for you and see business growth for you. It is about a serve mentality. It is about going slow, getting to know people, but not going so slow that you're just like creeping and Insta stalking all the time, but and hoping they'll notice you, but never actually going out and saying hello. So it's enough action by going forward in the DMs and saying hi without being so full on. So I hope that episode gives you, you know, a bit of confidence as well as a bit of insight into how I got started with collaborating on Instagram. I would love to know if these things work for you. So have a go and hit me up in the DMs. Tell me if you've tried something and if something worked. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, girlfriend, I always sign off by saying stay happy in your hustle.